You are listening to benstorah.com.
Torah says in two places, you know, to count the Omer. So one you have that we're going to be reading soon, Parashas Emor. So it says over there, the third pasuk, Sefaratam lechem imach Shabbos miyem habiyachem es Omer tnufa sheva shabbosis tmimais tiyena. You start counting sheva shabbosis tmimais, right, 7 weeks, that's where we get the Indian of weeks, right? Tmimais tiyena should be full. And it starts from the day that you bring the Omer. Yem habiyachem es Omer tnufa, right? Means like this, that we know that this Pesach, the first day of Pesach, Ben, yeah, first day of Pesach, and then the Torah says the second day of Pesach, you bring the Korban Omer. Right? There's a Korban Omer. That's why we say the Sfirsa Omer, right? Sfirsa Omer, it's a problem with the Lusach, is we're not counting the Omer, we're counting from the Omer. That's basically what it is. That's a Shalom Rishon and talk about. But you start counting the second day. If you look in Re'ei, which is the next pasuk, Shiva Shavuos, Lisbucha Ma'achol Chamish Brachtochol, Lisbucha Shiva Shavuos, right? So Ma'achol Chamish Brachtochol, when you go ahead and you take a sickle and you start cutting. In other words, it's the din of Ktsira Sa'omer, right? You koitze the Omer, and we'll see when you do that. You do that, the Gemara will learn out at night, right? So in Emor it says after the pasuk we did, then it says Marchas Shabbos Hashvius Tisbu Chamishim Yom V'Krafta Mincha Chadasha, which is the Shtei Alayim, right? That's the unique carbon, a carbon of barley. Right, and over here in A, we see over here test on the ray. Right, from when the sickle was first put to the standing crop, right, you count 7 weeks. So it's daf could be Lila, or it's Ilay. So you start the count, right? That's what's mashed in the Gemara. The Pashat in the Gemara is Bisman is that since we don't have an Oimer, we don't have the carbon Oimer, Sphere is the Rabbanim. We'll see that there's not today, but there's Machlokes Rishonim. But the Sphere is the Rabbanim because there's no Oimer. That means it really depends on the Ktsira Sa'oimer. So now I'm going to just ask you a question. It's not directly to the Shir, but it'll be Negeya Mshad. So that means Ktsira Sa'oimer is at night. Where do you do the Ktsira Sa'oimer? You do it outside Yerushalayim, right? That's what you do in Yerushalayim, not in Eretz Yisrael. So those, let's say Australia, people be in Australia, I don't know, somebody else still be in Australia and have the Binyan base, I don't know, he still has his business there, platypus business place, I don't know, whatever, right? So Australia's ahead of Eretz Yisrael. When do they start counting? When do they count? If they start counting at night, well.
As long as my base image?
Yes, I'm sorry. Well, Mamela.
How do we know there's going to be time there?
And if you could figure out what's going to happen, you know, really? That's news to me. I don't know.
No, the time of first day submission, we have.
Of course, yeah. It's the same world. The worlds always look the same, basically. I mean, people change. The world is, of course. The Pshulei Diskin says that when it says, Va'avar Hashem, you know, that the Ben Shem passed through Mitzrayim. What do you mean he passed through Mitzrayim? It's 1 second. We have to pass. So he went through different time zones in Mitzrayim. It means even from your house to the guy next to you, there's a split second of a difference. It has to be that way. Mm-hmm. Okay, but anyway.
Since we started Miguel Aviach, it's the Zman that's Kurim. Who said it's Mamash, it has to be, you have to wait till the
So Miyayim Aviach. It's Mashu and Raj. That's a good point. And Rashi that way. That's where Rashi also says that. Miyayim aviyachem. So Rashi seems to say, Tamloim, the mashma The day of bringing it. Okay, a good point, and we'll see why he's bringing it up. So that's a good question. Let's see Tosis over here, okay? So Gemara says, Zechel Mikdash. Gemara says that that they did it. It's a Zechel Mikdash. The Shaila is it everybody hold that way? Not everybody holds that way, but meanwhile we'll go with that. It's a Zechel Mikdash. So the man if it's a Safed Arbanan, can you be Mako, count Bein Hashmashas, and so forth. Now, take a look where I underlined it. Let's start from there. The Hecha de Shachach Lispar Balayla. Somebody forgot to count during the night. Pasach Bahag, Shesefa B'yayim. Right? So now with Pashas, that means the Bag is saying, if you don't count at night, you count during the day. What does that mean, you count during the day? So what would you do during the day? You count with a brach. Pashas, you count with a brach. Right. I can't hear you. No, I'm talking about brachas. What's the Chazal Institute of Brachas? What? So you count with a bracha, right? That's what he means. The mitzvah is during the day. Why? V'chein ha-yanirim etech stama sisan sev perkin disnan mitzvah sa balay liksa v'niksa b'yem is kosher. Because tzirus k'sher b'alai. Now really, this is not such a simple thing. That means he's saying not only the first day, but every day. Just because it's done at night, why should you think that the rest of the time it's at night? We'll see that. What? Okay, so we're going to talk about that soon, okay? So, aval, it's also a mix of yam kosher. Avanira, so now it's saying, we paskin that Katsira Sahima could be a day. So just like the Katsira, since it says you count from when you're Kaitzer and you're Kaitzer during the day, my man, it starts during the day and it follows that way all the time. Okay? Aval Nira Labenatam, Rabenatam argues, Iker Iduch Stamad Masis, and Prak Shane Megillah, Umaisel Besav Pirk, and the Gemara brings it at the end. Kola Laila Kosher Katsira Sahima. It says Kola Laila is Kosher Katsira Sahima. V'daikinim, you know, we make a diyek, the Gemara says, the k'toni layla dumi d'yayim. Right? Let's say bris. It says bris is kosher b'yayim. So it says b'yayim, shloima, not b'layla. We do bris only b'yayim, layla. So when it says k'sir sayim is b'layla, it's only b'layla and not b'yayim. Okay? So really they're arguing how you paskin. That's basically the machloikas. Do you paskin that k'sir sayim is kosher b'yayim? Or do you say not? So according to Rabbeinu Tam, what's the din? The din according to Rabbeinu Tam is that you don't count during the day. That means according to Rabbeinu Tam, if you miss counting at night, what do you do during the day? Nothing, exactly. No, nothing. It's meaningless. It's meaningless. There's no mitzvah. Not without a bracha. There's nothing to do. So it comes out according to like this. According to the Bahag, you count with a bracha. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, you don't count at all. Okay, so now you as the Rav, right? We'll call whoever you, right? Anyone, Pesach, he speaks, right? So now, how would you paskin? Or somebody would ask you what to do.
In what case is what?
He forgot to count at night. What should he do? And therefore, now let's leave Dafik the Rabban Lakula right now. What would you do?
I was trying to tell him no bracha.
No bracha means you got to tell me what to do first before you tell me no bracha. No bracha, I'm not making a bracha either now.
Actually,
means you're going to count because of whose shita?
You count without a bracha.
What? So you say you count because of the Bahag, without a bracha because of Rabbeinu Tam. It's not coming out clearly.
No, sorry, no.
I can't hear you. Is that something?
No, I'm
sorry.
Before he spoke,
clearly,
I don't know what's going on now.
What?
We just might set up. Yeah, test within his fine. I don't know where he. Maybe it must have moved somewhere because now.
Okay, but anyway, so you'd count because of Rabbeinu Debag, and you can't make, you wouldn't make a bracha because of Rabbeinu Tam. It's a question of bracha v'tal. And that's all up.
Let me talk about here what the following.
The following? Yeah, we're not, we didn't get up to that. That's where Rabbeinu Tam, that's where we're up to now. Right? The Latzar B'Shait, right? We're talking about now. What do you do today? A guy realized, right? He didn't. Friday night, do you have early minyanim already? Is there early minyanim already? Yeah. So, right? So the most common question is, you know, guy comes Thursday night, he missed davening with a minyan. He comes to shul Friday night, he davens early. Everybody remember to count, what was it, 20 when you get home? He said, oh, I forgot to count 19, right? So what does he do?
Count.
What?
No,
no, no, 19. No, does he count? It's Shabbos, though. He's become a Shabbos. What? Okay, good. So we, right? So that's your time. You're time to count. But that's most places can hold that way. You count without a bracha because it's still Friday. It's Kedusha Shabbos. It's Friday. It's that day, right? So somebody asked me, he said that he counted and he said, let's say at night, let's say tonight is what, 22nd, right? 22nd. So he said last night was 21. So you want to say the guy's Yaitza. Why is he Yaitza? Because he understood that tonight's 22. Mishabur says that, and the place can say, if you say tonight, you know, you count at night, that tonight is 50 less, it's 50 less, 43 less watts. So 22, 23 less, I said, because you're counting, but you're not saying what yesterday was. Could be that's the sum total. I don't know. You're not saying what today is. You have to talk about today. Yesterday, what's that called? What's that called counting? Then, right, and Zayt Shtein Shochanah. Now we come to Abdavitz, next time, okay? Let's see the end of Tosfos. Four lines from the bottom of Tosfos. Oy Posek, you have to excuse me, when I wrote this, I had taken the shot the day before, right? And all of a sudden, as I'm doing this, I start having chills like crazy. My head started spinning. I gave the shiur to the bachum, but I managed to, a few minutes before the shiur ended, I said, I'm going to have to stop. I saw you that day. Oy Pasak, you reminded me, it's April 15th, anyway. Thanks. Oy Pasak Bahag. Okay, you have it? Above it. Shi'im hifsik yem echad v'loy safar shuv ain't a sefer shuv niksiv t'mimis. That's the answer. That's what he says. There's a din t'mimis. What does that mean? That because of t'mimis, you have to, it's all, you count all 49, and if you miss one, that's it. V'teima g'doylehu v'lo yutachin. Taisa just says those words. It's not feasible. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't explain exactly what the problem is. What's bothering Taisa, right? What is the Bahag holds? So already, if you look.
So Taisa says you stop counting.
No, the Bahag holds, you stop counting. Right. Tosis holds, well, see, you missed the night. Go and count the next night. What's a big deal? Okay? Right? Now, so in Chinuch, so if you look at the, just turn the page, there's a rush over there. An interesting rush where he goes into, why did the Torah say that you have to count 50 if it's only 49? So he says, you find many times in the Torah where the Torah says, in Pipshat, he says, Shivim nafesh yardim mitzrayim. It wasn't shivim. It was 69 if you count this one. It says almost. 40 malchus, it's 39. Okay, Chazal have drushes for that. So this I heard once from Rav Shragi Neuberger. So Rav Shragi showed me, he says, a guy had a shtar, and he says, you owe me $100. He said, it's really 99. We just rounded it off. Of course, it's a big difference. When you write a shtar, you gotta make sure you get paid. You know, you don't pay a penny extra. All right, but that's what he goes into. So at the end, he says also, isn't at the end? Uh, Yeah. Yes, he says, basically he says, the other sheet is tamimus, means to count it during the nighttime. And the Ran explains it. I should have maybe brought the Ran more. But the Ran says that the tamimus of Tosfos tamimus means to count the nighttime. That's how do to tamimus. Tamimus tells you to count it at night, meaning that you're counting the whole day. If you're counting during the day, it's not really doing tamimus. You start counting at night, okay? Or even Tosfos, who holds you can't count during the day. It's not the pshat's time you can't. It's because it says the word tamimus means you count the whole day, right? Night. You have to know why according to the Ba'ag. Are you allowed to l'chatchila count during the day? Well, that's a different issue right now. But anyway, the chinuch in Shin Vav or he alludes to what's the pshat in the Ba'ag, and we'll see what's bothering Tosfos exactly. Right? In Shin Vav, the chinuch, again, I would have focused on it, but I was feeling so like I just didn't have the courage to go on the computer.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Yesh Sha'amru Shemisha Shachach Velo Mana Yoimecha. That's the Bahak. She'en Yochel Limna Said Ba'isa Shana Lefi Shekulan Mitzvah Achasi. Yeah? Because it's one mitzvah. That's the Poshe Pshat I'm learning about. I know there's, you'll probably hear 20 different Pshatim, but in the Chinuch it says, and that's how the Achreinim understood it, Lefi Shekulan Mitzvah Achase. It's one mitzvah. It's like this. If a person will go ahead and listen to Shofar, right? So you have to hear, let's call it 9 koilas, right? 30, because of certain sveikas, we call 30, right? Because you have sveikas. So let's just go with 30. A guy will go here, the first 10, and the middle go out to the wife. Says, all right, so big deal. So I missed 10. He's not yaitzah. He didn't do the whole thing. It's 30 different koilas that constitute one mitzvah. But the rites, we call it 9 koilas, right? Tkiya, shvarim, true, just shal, what shvarim is. But you need not. It's like a guy eating 3/4 of a kazayas. You didn't finish the mitzvah. You have to eat a whole kazayas. So that's what he says. 49, it's not 49 separate mitzvahs. It's one mitzvah composed of 49 parts.
So you would say there's only one
bracha? Oh. So Frank the Prima Godin, so why are you making 49 brachas? You don't make 9 brachas on Tkiya Shefer. Right? That's the Prima Godin's kasha. Right, we're busy asking the Prima Godin. The kasha is already asked. If you look at the bottom, Shishibayla El Leket. Shishibayla El Leket, if you look in it says Chafei, Rishon, it's a Rishon, early Rishon. V'im chasa mitzvah achas, or I guess, v'lo manach, he's a mitzvah oisa hayyoyim. V'lo hifz, it's like Tosfos Shayyamin. B'kach, teida, dahachi hu, sharei b'chol yam v'yayim, anu mevarachan al sfir sa'imeh. Vim isa she'ena l'mitzvah achas, if it's only one mitzvah, u'ma'akven ze, the ma'akvs each other, right? With David here, that's one. It's 49 parts to one puzzle. Let's just call it that way. Kivin shebirch b'lal rishon shuv lo yila varech elahayim ainim b'lay bracha. Just like when tkiyas shayfa, you make a bracha on the first tkiya, and then you it takes a few hours till you get to 30 koilas. Okay, we do 30 koilas right away. Right, but technically you could do that, right? Shama the Gemara says Shama Teisha Tkiyas Beteisha shows a raise the yaitza, right? Okay, Lo Yatzach Vecha Yamein Belay Bracha Umishanu Bravach. And since we know we Mevracha Kol Laila VeLaila Shraimina, like you tiny to be busy. Shekol Yam VeYam Mitzvah Befnei Atzmi. That every day is a separate mitzvah. Oh, so now we know. Could be that's Taisus Lo Yitachim. What kind of, how could you say it's one big mitzvah? Lo Yitachim, we make a bracha everyone. But that's the, okay, now, so let's leave that in the Kudah now, but we have a new machoikis now.
Why can't one say that?
We'll get to it. With the bracha, we'll get to it. I'm sorry. We'll get to that. So now let's first discuss the, good morning, Sandy. Sandy made a chasm this week, so we'll share a bracha. It's nice he came. But Akoponim, the like this. So it comes out, you have another machlokes. If you're miscounting, so what's the din? You go ahead and according to the bag, you can't count anymore. You missed out. According to Tosfos, you taka missed out that day, that night, whatever you want to call it. But the next day is a new mitzvah. Okay, so now let's, again, a person missed counting, right? He didn't count at night. Okay? Now, what do you tell him to do? So he said, what do you tell him to do the next day? According to the Bahag, he counts with a bracha. According to Tosfos, there's no point to counting. What do you as the Rav tell him to do? Count without a bracha. Okay. Now comes nighttime. You want to know what to do at night. The next night, right? That was the 21st. Now the 22nd, right? So what do you tell the person to do?
Count without a bracha.
What? You fellas should look at the halacha.
We count the second night with the bracha.
Why?
Well, it's interesting. It contradicts the Taisus all of it.
According to the Bahag, you didn't miss because you counted during the day.
Right.
Maybe yesterday, he made an announcement, right? He came over. There are people davened early Shabbos. Maybe you should make an announcement to Ramadan. I said, you're right. Yeah, some people forget. They daven early, and then when they get home, they forget. So I made an announcement, right? So hopefully those who did forget, hopefully people didn't forget. If they forget, they count during the day. So now, quote Bahag, you yaitzi, right, Rabawi? So now, at night, you can keep counting with a bracha. According to Taisus, who cares if you missed? So according to Taisus, you keep counting, and according to the Bahag. And that's Allah and Shulchan Aruch. That's like Shulchan Aruch. It's not a trick question. It's a very simple question. We're going into this. If you didn't forget during the morning, okay. Right? So, in a charam, you forgot during the day, so you keep counting without a bracha. Because according to the Bahag, you lost out. According to Tosfos, you could keep counting with a bracha. According to the Bahag, there's no point in keep counting. So you count without a bracha. Okay. But over here, you counted during the day. So the Maimon Mordechai, it's a sefer, a Svarash sefer on the Shulchan Aruch. Yes. The following question, okay, it's very good, you're right. If you call up the Bahag, you'd say, no problem, keep counting. You yet during the day. If you call up Tosfos, right, you tell you keep counting because who cares if you miss? But if you call the Rav here, let's call Rabbi Yeager, you'd say, wait a minute, maybe I hold like Tosfos as far as the Yom, that you're not Yaitza, and I hold like the Bahag, that if you miss one day, you missed it. Who says I have to hold of each Shita according to their Shita? You follow? In other words, I, as a not, if I would be a Rishon or be a Posik, I would say, wait a minute, maybe we paskin like the Bahag as far as that if you miss, you can't keep counting. And maybe we paskin Tosfos that counting their days is no good. So if I put those together, the Tosfos with the Bahag, you can't count with a bracha. That's what the Maimon Mordechai is asking. I had a question. One second. The Maimon Mordechai asks, it says, one second. According to the Bahag, if you hold according to the Tosfos, you missed out counting because they. So maybe you hold like Tosfos. Okay, so according to Tosfos, you didn't count. Now you have another question. What if you missed a day? So according to Tosfos, you missed a day, but according to Tosfos, you can keep counting. Yeah, but not according to the Bahag. If you missed, El what the Bahag holds, that's not called missing. So what? But maybe Tosfos, you can hold like Tosfos as far as that. Right, you can all like the Tosfos, it's not called counting, and like the Bahag that you missed. Why can't I mix the two Shitas? Why? That's his question. Why not?
They're logically consistent because Tamimus means that the whole day, the spirit counts through the day. That's why he said it. You can count during the daytime.
Right.
So I think the two.
Oh, he's saying excellent. They're busy. He's saying because over here, Tamimus is the Shitasim. The two Shitas. You can't separate them and explain them. We asked, what do you do with Tamimus? So this is what's the point. Tamimus tells you, according to, let's start with the Tosfos, right? Tosfos says, what does Tamimus tell you? Tamimus tells you that you count the whole day. What does the whole day mean? Means, according to Tosfos, you have to start counting at night. It's not called counting the day. Right? You're already in the middle of the day. You're supposed to count the day. The day means count the whole day. At night, good. That's why we shouldn't say it's taka better to count right away. Okay, but we're not so makbid on that. There are people that are makbid right away at the beginning of the day. They daven early, mark, but you're supposed to count at night. That's why Shteitan Ran. Ran said the tmimis means count the day in the wholeness of the day, which is night and day. Therefore, that's what Rabbi was saying. Tosfos says, lo yitochein. In other words, once I learn out that tmimis means to count the night and the day, that means you're telling me, according to this mandam, you're telling me it's that din that you have to do the ksiyas ha'im at night is telling me that the pshat and tmimis means that you count the night and you count the night in order to be called counting the whole day. You don't count something in the middle of what it's doing, right? You count it while the thing is first coming in, which is the night. So therefore, that's why Taisa says, lo yitochein, right? Masha enken, according to the Bahag holds no tmimis that you could count during the day too. I tmimis, like you asked, Bahag held, that's upshan tmimis. If you paskin, they could count during the day, that means you got to count the day. What's the difference when you count it? You count it in the middle of the day, you count the middle of the night, it doesn't really matter. We have to know, according to the Bahag, why you count specifically the beginning of the night. But that's the din is you can count during the day too. We're saying that with a bracha. So what does tmimis mean? Tmimis means it's one big mitzvah. There's 49 parts of this mitzvah. Oh, so now this Rav can't mix the two sheets together. That's what Busy's saying. You have only one way of learning tmimis. Either tmimis means one big mitzvah, or tmimis means start counting at night. But you can't say, no, you can count during the, you can only count at night because of tmimis. And if you miss one, why? Because the tmimis. Which way are you learning the tmimis? You can't use the tmimis. So it's ha b'ha talya. It's ha b'ha talya. Okay? That's what it comes out. That both shitas are telling that. Mainly, you can't come up with another shita. Now, what does the Bahag Daka do with Rabizzi's kasha, with the Prima Gadim's kasha, the Shibaya Lekha we've seen Rishayim? So let's speak about that now. That how could you make a bracha if it's 49? Or no, I mean, for instance, like Kiyas Shayfer. Right? Tkiyas Shayfer, the din is, what do you do? We make an announcement. No one should talk, right? No one should talk in the middle of Shmanes or Wild. Why? Because you make a bracha. For instance, this is, most people don't know this. When you eat the matzah, you eat the kazayas, kadeh, chizbah, you're really not supposed to speak. It could be you can't speak till the end of the suit. It's a good thing in case people are hacking your chayinik. You could tell them, by us, till we eat the afikoyimim, you can't, the bracha goes on the fikah. Okay, kuli high people, most people are not makbid. But it says, taka in the paiskim, says that we make the bracha till the kairach, not to speak, not by the murrah, not by eating matzah. Just like you can't speak in the middle. Why? Because Rishayim say at the end of Rosh Hashanah, the Rif, he says, they asked the Shaila to the Rif, Sholem Mekami Mesifta, it says. Right? They asked in the Mesifta, and the base magician Fez, I guess. They asked that if you speak in the middle, you have to make a bracha again. So Rif said, no. Why? When do you have to make a bracha again? If you made a bracha, the Shmer Kol Shefer, and you spoke before you started blowing. Shalol Tzairach, that is. Right? You spoke Shalol Tzairach, right? But if you speak in the middle, the bracha is already chav, and you started the mitzvah. The mitzvah has already begun. So even though you're not supposed to speak, but it's not a hefsik. It's not called a hefsik in the bracha. Okay? So Memela, that's what the Rishon is saying. As you see, you make, like the Shmuel Lekit says, you make a bracha, who cares in 49 mitzvahs? So then it keeps going. Okay? That's basically it. So what do you want to say?
So why can't you say that it's about 49 mitzvahs? Is the mitzvah you have to finish all 49. It's a separate mitzvah of all 49. So you have a mitzvah every single day. So you say
it all. You're saying, but so why can't you...
And to me, my mean at the end, if you did all 49,
right, you got a mitzvah. No, but I'm saying, what if you didn't do 49? If you didn't do all 49,
so then you're so then.
So why can't you count? You're saying each one is a mitzvah. No.
The question is, why do you make a bracha?
No, according to the Bahag. The what?
Because the Bahag holds that even though it's one full mitzvah, but that's a step. Separate, that's different than there are two parts to it. There's making the bracha every single day, because each day is a second mitzvah. And if I accomplish that thing, then I did every single day, 49, then I have to.
But you're telling me every night is a separate mitzvah? So why if you miss, can't you do the separate mitzvah? That's why what that's. You miss? Yeah. The bag holes, if you miss, you can't keep counting. According to you, you get a new mitzvah of 49. But you can have a, and you shouldn't skip it if you missed it. So obviously, like this, I'll ask you the following question: your wife is mafresh challah, right? People make challah. What mitzvah is it? The hafresh chami. Which mitzvah is that? What's the mitzvah? No, chas v'shalom. Hafresh is a mitzvah.
Yeah.
It's a fresh in the seam.
You don't give it to the kohen. And Pesach is saying it's a heta. It's not there. Okay. Well, you make a bracha on shechita. That's also a big question. Why? But that's a portion to make a why. I mean, that's a portion to the teretz. In other words, what mitzvah are you doing? Huh? Oh, so this is a big machlekes rishonim. How many mitzvahs do you count? Hafreshes challah. Is it one mitzvah? The Rambam's mind is one mitzvah. Hafresh and nesina. To be mafresh it. Let's say take off the iser. And then, now that it became challah, and you matter the rest of the, now you give it to the kohen. Rabban holds it's two separate mitzvahs. Those of you remember over the years, hopefully. No? Okay. That the Neidah B'Yehudah says that even though the din is there's no sheer tafrasha, truma, challah, that's just like a Pesach said to be matirit, but in this nesina yafa, that's because he comes on Shabbos, nesina yafa to the kohen, that is a different sheer. In other words, you're supposed to take off a bigger part. Yeah. Oh, so the Ramban is a shtick of masher that way. Ramban is minded as two separate mitzvahs, right? There's a mitzvah of hafrasha and there's a mitzvah of nesina, but the Rambam calls it one mitzvah, right? Akochach, you have to say that a bracha is not necessarily on a kiyum mitzvah; it's on a ma'isa mitzvah. When you're doing an action that you a mitzvah of pshat, there's two things: there's what I'm supposed to do, and B, the kiyum that I have from doing this. Sometimes you could do something, you want a kind of mitzvah, I'm a chuyuf to do it. For instance, if I blow 8 tkiyas, 29 tkiyas, whatever you want to call it, I'm supposed to do it. That doesn't mean I'm yoitzi yet till I do the 30th, right? Let's say you get somebody to put up a mezuzah for you. Can he make a bracha? Who makes the bracha? If you get somebody to do it, right? You want it very nice, you have a new house, right? Lawrence, and you want to... I remember once there was a fellow over here, the first one, people started moving to Lawrence. He called up one of the fellows over here, Rachel and Glanstein, because he does handiwork, does it. He said, I want a chance. You put it up for me, right? Right? So who makes the bracha? Anybody know?
Baba Bias.
Baba Bias is sleeping. He's not even watching it.
But he has the chiyuv.
What?
The Baba Bias has the chiyuv.
Right, so who makes the bracha? The Babayis doesn't work. He went to work. This guy's.
Obviously, the shliach can do it. He's a shliach. I mean, it's not.
That's the din. That's the Rambam says. Why?
No.
Shliach is getting a mitzvah. Shlucha shalom kamoisa means I'm making the bracha for you. Oh, very good question. Very good question. The moil of the bris. Exactly.
Yeah, but we spoke about a ravis. There's a ravis concept.
I can't hear you.
We call it a shliach, but really it's more complicated.
Right, correct. So the Magen Avraham says, Araya from Mila. Magen Avraham says that. And the Dagam of Avraham says, not so posh. Take a look at, he says, Reb Sam from the college says, good word. He says, if you look in the Poiskim, if you look in Yoredeya, it's a big machoikis if the shlich is. We talk call him a shlich, but so good. But whatever it is, if he's your shliach, like he tells you, right? That's what makes you pay. Otherwise, you could say it's your mitzvah, you pay for it. That's what I can. Rabbi Chanan didn't go to his son's bris. Rabbi Chafetz Chaim didn't let him go to his son's bris. Going to the bris. Yeah. I think he said that I don't think he told Rabbi Chanan this. He says, the money you get, the mitzvahs, the Baal Batim are not interested in you going to a bris. He didn't say to Chafetz Chaim. But Chafetz Chaim did say this. He says, they go to bris him enough. They want you to learn. That's what they want you to do. Right? I think it was by Levaya, but it could be. But I remember if it was a Chafetz Chaim. He saw people from Yeshiva going to Levaya. Said, how are you going to Levaya? You're supported to learn, not to go to mitzvahs. Let the Baal Batim go to they're supporting you in order that they should have the Swiss title. Anyway, but let's say he is a shliach, right? We assume he is a shliach. Why does he make the bracha? So who mentioned Arvis?
Me, I said Arvis.
Oh, Arvis, yeah.
By Mila, for sure. By Mila, there's a chiyuv on the tzibur for every boy to do the malah.
So he, Arvis. You agree with that?
I don't know if it's half Arvis, by the way. It's not.
So that means it's saying. That means he has to hear it.
No. There's a difference. So by Mila, I think there's a.
Wait. So this is a big shot. Ayla, there's a kibbeg that's mashwa that has to do with Arvis, and maybe you should be there when he puts up the mezuzah. So Reb Shmuel, I had this problem. But these from Reb Shmuel Arbach, he says that's not so posh. That's called Arvis. Arvis of pshat. When I have the mitzvah of kiddush, I can be moitzin kiddush. I don't have the mitzvah of putting up a mezuzah right now. It's you. You have the chiyuv. Who says there's Arvis on your mitzvah? If I don't have the mitzvah right now to do that, as far as being moitzi, shaila. But anyway, but we do make a bracha. That's the bottom line. Why is that? So if Kibbeg said you make a bracha on the meisa mitzvah, not necessarily the key mitzvah. So it could be a frasha. When you make a bracha, you're making it on what? Because that's what I'm a chuyif to do. So the Bahag holds, obviously, that avada when you take care of shayfer, so you're making a bracha now for the next 10 hours that you're in shul. Over here, you can't make a bracha right now for the next 49 days. Avada, that's the enoch hefsegod meseh. You go to sleep, you this and that. So avada, that's not called a bracha on the next 49 steps. So how can you make a bracha on each one? You have to say that the Bahag holds, you don't make a bracha on the key mitzvah. You make a bracha on the action of the mitzvah. And you have 49 actions. So even though it's the same action 49 times, but obviously, this first day, second day, third day, fourth day, and so on. That's what you have to say.
Why, if you forget a day, you don't say it. So why, if you forget a day, according
to Well, because according to the Bahag, it's a separate pashup shot, it's a separate mitzvah. So, Mimela, you don't have the mitzvah anymore once you missed out.
You have been listening to a presentation of benstorah.com.